Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love give me such a thrill, but your love don't pay my bills. I need
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie. C-H-R-I-S-T-Y, Janet Christie with a C-H. Leverageanddevelopment.com is the website. Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned is one book. 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses is another book. Find all those at her website and online on Amazon. Janet, thanks again for being here. We're celebrating International Women's History Month. Janet, almost half of small businesses in America are owned or co-owned by women. And women do everything men do in the marketplace, only backwards and in heels, right?
Yes. But heels give you leverage.
That's exactly right. And they make your calves look good, too. So, what do you see when you see women in the marketplace doing business? What are some of the advantages women have?
Well, I think that they are more thorough and are better at follow-up, and that's very important for long-term. So, and also, follow-up sometimes can be interpreted as nagging, and, you know, men think we're good at that. So,
I'd never say that. No, the details. Women are good at details.
Yes.
They're good at the paperwork. I've always said that, and that's the reason, it's the reason why. You know, sometimes I think people see women doing certain tasks in a business, and they think it might be sexist. Well, why don't they hire men to do that? Well, it's number one, because women are better at it. Number two, women like it.
And it doesn't bother women to do things that have to be done over and over. So
yeah, like folding the clothes.
Housework, I mean, it's not, you can't do it once a month and it's going
to
be done.
Just stick me in the eye with a stick, poke me in the eye with a stick if I have to do that over and over again.
But that's the way it is in business, too, especially if you're the business owner. You have to do the invoicing, once a week or once every 2 weeks or sometime, or when it's due. You have to do the same thing, repetitive things over and over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think women are a little more accepting of that fact. So they're not as likely to put stuff off.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's an excellent point.
Because it still baffles me that people... I see all these articles, and I hear corporations talk about, I just can't get the people to invoice me. I'm like, that's your money.
That's right. I never understood that. That was never a problem for me, I'll tell you that. That was one detail I was always glad to take care of.
Yes.
And still am.
But I think the biggest problem that women have as business owners or even working in the corporate world but especially as business owners, we struggle many times with giving ourselves permission to be successful, especially if successful means making money and effectively competing with men.
Really?
I see a lot.
How does that sound in your head?
I think we self-sabotage sometimes. Not meaning to, but I think the self-sabotage comes more from a hesitancy or a, all of a sudden, we're about to do something that's going to be...
So all the work you've done and all the great smart things you've done, all the incredible genius that you've applied to your business is about to cash in and pay off. The cash register is about to ring in your favor, and you're scared to death.
Yes. Wow. And I think the fear starts before that. So you build your fence. And you build it around a small space instead of a large space, and you don't have any gates.
Do women have? How about women managing people, managing men and women, but say especially women? What about that part, the management part?
If a woman is comfortable being a manager, she is a superior manager. If she's not comfortable or doesn't feel adequate, doesn't feel like she deserved it, then she's more trying to get them to like her than she is managing.
Do women have more trouble being the boss of women than men have trouble being the boss of men without trying to be their friend too?
I think a lot of them do, but I think it goes back to what I was just saying, how comfortable they are in being a manager.
Right, right.
And I think there's a big difference in being a manager and a boss.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, we could go on for a long time. You're just such a wellspring of a perspective on this topic of women in the marketplace. Janet, you're a great example of women in the marketplace. You're not only doing it successfully, but you're helping other women, and for that, we salute you.
Well, some people might not think that today.
Oh, you got some tough love meetings today, Janet?
No, I mean I've said some tough love things on the today.
Well, you have. No, we tough love is love. That's the main thing. Janet, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks,
Janet.
A lot.
Christie, ladies and gentlemen, leverageanddevelopment.com. That's her website. Check it out. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.